If you gotta go fast, you're in the right place. It's May 9th, 2024. Today we've got an update about Shadow the Hedgehog, a new clip from Rick and Morty the anime, an update about Blade Runner 2099, and casting news for Wednesday Season 2. I'm Andrew Seco, and this is Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines. In an interview with Screen Rant, Ben Schwartz discussed the introduction of Shadow the Hedgehog in the upcoming third film in the Sonic film franchise. He said this, "Well, I think it's also exciting for me when you get to introduce another character from the video games. For me, it's gratifying and lovely, and also, Shadow, to me, people have the rankings of which is their favorite Sonic characters, but to me, I think we're hitting all of the A-sides. We're hitting all the big hits, like all the ones that are just extraordinary, and these are characters that in different games you could play as, so it's pretty remarkable. I love the intro to him in this film, and I think fans are going to be excited. And I think fans are going to understand how much we care about them, think about how much we changed the first film from the response to the first trailer, which I think was the very right move. I think fans will feel like they're being taken care of, I hope, because we always do it for them, and it hasn't failed yet. We get to make a third one, there's a spinoff, so the idea that we're still doing this, man, you think about where we started and where we are right now, it's pretty remarkable, so we're very excited." Sonic the Hedgehog will race into theaters on December 20th, 2024. Adult Swim released a preview for their upcoming series, Rick and Morty, the anime. The preview itself is titled Entropy Bomb. It primarily features Summer and Rick. Summer asks, "Hey Grandpa, what are those guys after you for?" He says, "They're trying to get me on some BS. They think I'm in possession of an antimatter bomb," which he then says he doesn't have. In fact, the only thing he does have is a gizmo that decreases entropy, which makes the flow of time go backwards. He says, "The theory behind it is simple, though I guess it's not all that different from a bomb. Both are stupid." Meanwhile, Morty is goofing around. He's playing on his bed, wearing something akin to a virtual reality helmet. It's hard to tell exactly what he's doing, but you could probably guess. Rick laughs because he designed the VR helmet specifically so that Morty would be addicted. Rick and Morty the anime will premiere on Adult Swim and Max later this year. Amazon has been developing a series titled Blade Runner 2099. The series is set to serve as a sequel to the original Blade Runner film and its sequel, Blade Runner 2049. And while we don't really know what the exact plot line will be about, multiple outlets did confirm some pretty exciting casting news. Michelle Yeoh is set to play the lead role in the film. According to Variety, Yeoh will play a character named Alwyn, described as a replicant near the end of her life. The original story is an adaptation of Philip K. Dick's novel Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep? In the original film, Rick Decker, unofficially sanctioned bounty hunter, is commissioned to find rogue androids and quote-unquote retire them. Before long, he falls in love with one of these replicants. And now Michelle Yeoh will play a replicant. There's no further news about Blade Runner 2099 at this time. Netflix released a new promotional video for the second season of their series Wednesday based on the characters from the Addams Family franchise. The video confirms the cast for the second season, which confirms prior reports and even makes some new announcements. The promo starts with Thing, the living hand, walking in a long hallway with a checkerboard floor. He's pulling along a red wagon behind him. On top of the wagon are scripts for an episode of the show. Thing flicks script after script to the green rooms of the actors, and it confirms some of the members of the cast and their roles. Joy Sunday will play Bianca, Joanna Lumley as Grandmama, Catherine Zeta-Jones will play Morticia, Emma Myers will play Enid, Steve Buscemi will play Barry Dort, Billy Piper will play Capri, Tandiwe Newton will play Dr. Fairburn, and of course Jenna Ortega will play Wednesday. At the end of the promo, we get to see the name of the very first episode of Season 2. It will be called Chapter 1, Here We Woe Again. It was written by Alfred Goff and Miles Millar, directed by Tim Burton. Then the rest of the cast scrolls by. Luis Guzman, Christopher Lloyd, Hunter Duon, Fred Armisen, Victor Dorabantu, Haley Joel Osment, Heather Matarazzo, Georgie Farmer, Musa Mustafa, Luyanda Unati Luis Nyawo, Isaac Ordonez, Evie Templeton, Owen Painter, Noah Taylor, Francis O'Connor, Junis Suotamo, Jamie McShane, and more. There is no release date for Season 2 of Wednesday at this time. When you hear that sound, it's the lightning round for the quick hits after the big news bits. A new episode of Star Trek Discovery premieres on Paramount Plus today. Come back tomorrow for Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. That's Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines for May 9th, 2024. I'm Andrew Seco. For any more ad-free pop culture news and content, go to sideshow.com/blog. If you like this podcast, give it a good review or share it with a friend. As always, thank you so much for listening, and don't forget to let your geek side show.